Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Today we hear from Johanna, who has answered my call for other people to offer their tips and tricks for writing under stress. She says,
I often discover I have too much work in progress. I thought I had no more client work, and three new clients arrive, all on the same day. I'm working through learning how to write fiction, so I'm attempting to write a short story every week. This week, it's two stories. I am much slower in my fiction writing. Here's what I do. 1. Write down every damn thing I have to do, and when I need to deliver these things. Not when I want to deliver, but when they are actually due. 2. Ask this question. How little can I do to make progress on which things when? Divide my time into 15-minute chunks. Work for 15 minutes often in a round robin to make progress on everything. Do this for an hour or two, and then reassess where I am. 3. Next decision. Can I finish something now and call it done and cross it off my list? If so, do that. I might have to do several round robins to get to this point. Is everything still useful to do? If I miss the boat, stop working on it. Assuming everything is still useful, do more 15-minute round robins. Continue the loop in my round robins until I see something I can finish. Some notes. I use 15-minute time boxes because I am much less likely to procrastinate. I am totally capable of procrastinating in an hour, much less likely in 15 minutes. I feel as if my writing is fast enough in 15-minute chunks. I'm sure this is a head game I'm playing with myself. That's okay. I happen to use a shorter time box than a Pomodoro, but I bet that would work too. What does not work for me is a longer time box. I find that for me, short time boxes work better than longer ones. I haven't tried in 10-minute time boxes, so I happen to prefer 15 minutes. I finish my work, and I feel good about myself. Oh, I don't feel the need to finish a scene. I often finish with something, and that's good enough. As with everything else, your mileage may vary.
Thank you very much, Johanna. And anyone else with tips, please do write in as well, and we will share them here. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.